Glenn Draper visiting with us today. Glenn, is there any place that you haven't sung that you would like to take a choir and go sing? Is there any place at all that you can think of?
Well, I've never thought about that particularly because, you know, some of the places you've never been, you don't know what it's like. Now, if you had mentioned to me the Sydney Opera House 20 years ago, I thought that sounds new, but I had no idea in the world what the Sydney Opera House looked like. Not until we went there in 1988 and gave a full concert for about 2,400, 2,600 people. And we've been there since. And, of course, the National Cathedral, Carnegie Hall, many of those leading halls around the country, we've had the privilege of singing.
A lot of people are not aware of your experiences in the Soviet Union with Billy Graham.
Oh, that was unreal.
Give us the condensed version.
Of the one, Billy Graham?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never seen anything quite like that. The Olympic Stadium was packed with over 50,000 people. People almost knocked doors down trying to get in. Yeah, I've never seen it quite like that. We had the opening thing. There was a Russian chorus there made up of 7,000 singers. And the Glenn Draper singers, we sang about 15 minutes towards the beginning of the service. But what I remember so much was over 16,000 people rushed forward to accept Christ at the end of Billy's message. And Billy kept saying, please do not run. Please do not rush. We will wait for you. Because we don't want anyone to get hurt. People are that eager to become Christians.
The Holy Spirit was really at work that night.
I'm telling you. And I told the singers, we stood on the platform and cried seeing that kind of response from that. And I said to them, I want you to take a real good look at these people because in another 20 years, they're coming to America to help us to get back to where they are right now.
Incredible.
That was one experience. I've never gotten that. Then we went from there on over to Estonia and sang about a week concerts in Estonia. They were wonderful people.
Billy Graham said one time if Cliff Behrens ever stepped down that he was going to call you, didn't he?
Well, you know, that's thinking.
Well, I thought that's a pretty good
thought. Well, I was grateful for that. Probably, you have to serve wherever you are. You can't wait for something to happen. But God opens the doors for you, you know, as you go along. It's up to us to walk through the doors.
But it's still a nice thought to know
absolutely.
That you were the second choice of Billy Graham to lead his crusade choirs.
That was quite an honor. I've heard him say that three or four different times in audiences when we would be there. And I'm not embarrassed, but I'm just extremely grateful.
Honored.
Very honored. That's right. Billy is an unbelievable person.
Have you ever been to his house?
Once. 1965, he was to speak at Lake Junaluskin. I went over there to talk to him about the message and what we were to sing and that kind of thing.
What type of person was he?
Oh, very, very humble, very appreciative of you. Gracious, all of those, just unbelievable. The first time at Lake Junaluska, he was to come on a Sunday night. I was organizing a big choir. It was my first time there. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I went over to the big auditorium that seats about 2,500 people. And you know something? I would say the auditorium by then was already a quarter full, 25% full, and people reading books, eating sandwiches, things like this, waiting. And then the big choir came in at 5:30 and rehearsed, and they were about 125 or 50 in that choir. Well, we had an hour before the concert, before Billy was to speak. Dr. Jim comes up and says, Glenn, why don't you go up and take a shower and come back and lead us all into some hymns? And I said, are you kidding? For 30 minutes? What, are you serious? Do that? They don't even know that many hymns. And he said, well, think about it. So I came, while I was taking my shower, I thought, if I sing a verse, the first verse of many hymns, then the audience would know that. But they have to be in the same key. So I took all the hymns I could think about it, say in the key of B flat. And I sang three or four of those hymns, and then I would jump to E flat. And because I couldn't tell my accompanist what I was doing, I just had to do that. But that gave me an idea. I had put medleys together many times taken from that format or that idea of from hymn singing. And for 30 minutes, we sang all these songs that we had to, was related keys, but people knew the first verse.
And this was prior to a message by Billy Graham.
Yeah, it's prior to the 7:30, regular 7:30 service.
Here's a question I've never asked you. How did you get invited to go with Billy Graham to Russia? You've never told me how that came about.
Okay. At Lake Junaluska, that particular summer, I guess it was the summer of 1992, Cliff Behrens calls me one day right after lunch, and he said, Glenn, I've been listening to some of your recordings, and they are about as good as the Russian choirs. He said, I've never heard a choir here sing Russian music like you do. And he said, I don't know whether you know it or not, but we are opening a crusade there on October the 23rd. It occurred to me that it would be great to have you bring your singers there. And I said, isn't that unbelievable? I said, would you believe on the 25th or 26th, we're supposed to give concerts in Estonia, not too far from where Moscow is? I said, we have been invited by the Methodist churches there to sing. We're going to Estonia anyway. He said, it must be God-inspired. So we went to Russia and sang about 15 minutes before as the service was beginning in Russia. Some of the things we did, we used Russian words. We didn't use all of Russian words, but we learned some that we implanted so that they would at least understand what we were singing.
Did you use American hymns?
Basically, yes.
How Great Thou Art, Amazing Grace.
But you use, and also some Russian pieces, like that Heavenly Light. It's on one of our albums. It's on our last, this one.
Mm-hmm.
It has the bass is singing an octave lower. And another one is an Ave Maria by Rachmaninoff. It had the bass is singing an octave lower. You darken the pitch but with your singers in order to sound bigger, to imitate the Russian people who sing that music. You have to become them, in essence, for it to sound natural, you know.
The Lord has used you in many ways, and going to Russia is just one of your many ventures. You've been to other cities around the world.
I may try to go to Kiev next October to use the Kiev Orchestra to record the orchestra for the Messiah that I'll do with probably 30 singers. They've offered that orchestra to me for nothing.
Now, let me get this straight. The orchestra would provide the soundtrack.
They'd be the instrumentalist, and our singers would be the singers.
And then you would go to an auditorium and play the soundtrack, and then the singers would record along
with
the orchestra.
That's how you do it.
They've offered to do that for nothing?
For nothing.
For nothing?
The director said, I'll even provide a place for you to stay while you're here.
That's one of the top symphonies in the world.
Yeah, Roger McMurrin is the director. I used to know Roger when he was over here in Florida, and he spent the night in our home. He said, I wish I could get my choir to sing in tune like you do. And I said, well, you do whatever you can in order to get them in tune and all that. But Roger, a wonderful fellow, doing a great job there. He went over there from here on a vacation, and that idea hit him while he was there. So he quit his job here in Florida and went to Kiev. And what became, when he organized that choir and orchestra, it became a church. That's what the church is composed of, orchestra people and people who sing in that big choir. They have Sunday school classes every Sunday, and they worship, have their own building and so forth. So that's quite a feat, isn't it?
That is interesting.
It is. It really is.
And you're almost definite you're going to do that next fall?
We are contemplating because in September I have an invitation that I would like to do on a ship sailing the Danube River. And another one I've already accepted and have to do is in November. November the 7th to the 17th is a trip going from Rome to Athens, tracing Paul's journey, maybe the fourth journey. And I'm already committed to that. Then I want to take the Messiah group that we did this fall and take it to Lake Junaluska, this World Methodist Center over in North Carolina, and perform that Messiah in November and come back here on Sunday and do it here.
Glenn Draper visiting with us here today, folks, on WDYN.